Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laughter's waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Dickheads, it's Wednesday. Hey, it's me, your other boy, the international superstar, Cousin Zach. Welcome you to another edition of Zach Amico's Morning Zoo here on the old Gas Digital Network. Across the table from me, I'll be completely honest, two of my favorite people to podcast with. Looking forward to today because days like this, it's pretty fucking easy. Across the table from me, from the Dark Holes podcast, as well as two goons, it's our good buddy, Chain Arena.
Hi, how are we doing? We're good?
How
we're
you doing,
good?
Boss?
I'm doing pretty good right now, dude. I'm freshly caffeinated. So, nice. I can't get much better than this.
It's going to be a day. And next to him, our good friend, Josie Marcellino. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. I'm happy to be here.
Wonderful. Thank you guys so much for being here. I'm feeling good as well. Mm-hmm. Had some diner meatloaf last night.
Dude, yeah.
The stuff, I got to tell you. Baked potato, string beans, meatloaf.
Yeah.
Just what men used to eat.
Yeah, I think it's good. I think it keeps you regular. Take good shit.
Oh, and and a bowl of monster ball soup.
Okay, yeah.
That's
yeah.
a nice combo.
Which I unjewed by filling with garlic hot sauce.
Oh, okay, yeah. The Jews don't like that at all.
Yeah, it was definitely a little much.
Does garlic repel Jews or is it just vampires?
No, they like it, but the hot sauce, I think, in general. I don't think they do
sensitive
hot well.
Sensitive tummies.
No, yeah, yeah. Yes. Also, I think that's going to be a new popular term, un-Jewed.
Yeah. you flick the hat off.
You flick the hat un-Jewed. Off, dude. We got to un-Jew this place a little bit, yeah.
That's been my new go-to, so I eat better. I try and get a big soup.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So that I don't eat, like, crap.
Yeah.
Diner meatloaf with the soup, is that?
It's better than if I had fries
that's fair.
Mozzarella sticks or what I would usually get.
Is that the worst, honestly? Yeah, yeah. It's
meatloaf
decent.
Is protein.
Yeah,
I'm trying to go vegetables and regular stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There
are
carrots and celery in the soup. I'm counting that.
Yeah. How's the healthy living going for you?
It's going all right. It's starting.
Yeah.
The dumps have been on and off.
On and off.
I fucked up the other night and I got I've been on a Jewish kick, I guess.
Yeah.
I almost could have pronounced that wrong. and we did this place that does it's called Dave's Brisket.
Yeah.
And I did one of those big old school pastrami sandwiches.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
God, it was good.
Yeah.
I was so stoned.
Yeah.
It was so good. The next day, I swear to God, I shit a pile of pastrami.
Oh my God, dude.
It was like somebody sprayed shit spray on a pastrami.
Yeah.
It was so horrendous. It was just meat. It was just, I was full of meat.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Dude.
And my body did not do it good.
No, it's especially when I find when I'm cutting, when I'm losing weight, that's when my shits get crazy, dog.
It's,
yeah.
Yeah. Your body's like, oh, we're getting rid of this?
Yeah.
Let's get rid of it.
We gotta dump it. We gotta send it, dude. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of want to do the, even though I'm not quite old enough for the colonoscopy, I kind of want to do the flush that you have to do.
Yeah, do a flush. Why not,
I'm going to say you should do a colonoscopy, just given what I know.
2 years. I got to do it anyway.
Do it a little early.
Why not?
Yeah, yeah.
Do it a little early.
It couldn't hurt.
Get it flushed out.
It might.
Yeah. I did hear a story about a dude. I feel like I heard this story while sitting at a dinner table, and you can like overhear the other people's conversation. And I was listening to a story about a guy who was getting a colonoscopy and the anesthesia didn't work. And he was like just feeling, he was like, it was horrible. And I'm just like hearing this, and he was like a 6-year-old dude with his 6-year-old friends telling it at dinner. I loved it.
Now that's what I would be worried about with you, because I know you've taken some drugs in your day.
Yeah.
It's just that the anesthesia would not be enough.
I might come.
Yeah. You might come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My grandpa, my dad's dad, when they came, they were visiting when I was a little kid, and he had to go get a colonoscopy. Because, you know, that's the kind of thing you do in the middle of vacation.
Yeah.
And I remember him just telling everybody about it. And he's like, I couldn't look at the screen. I felt like I was on a roller coaster.
Do people come in their colonoscopy?
No. No, but I do enjoy, there's an entire genre of video because you have to fart before you leave.
Yeah.
And it's just people that are still hopped up on the pain meds.
Yeah.
Ripping in the hospital. And then giggling.
Yeah.
But it's people that would definitely never fart like that in public.
Right.
And now, they're just fucking tooting.
They're letting go. Dude, love good drug.
Love that. And I also love girls getting out of the dentist.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Get real slutty.
Yeah. And they're like,
I love big black cock.
And like, whoa.
Whoa.
See, I've been under anesthesia like 4 times. And every time when I wake up, I don't get the loopy fun stuff. I've been with like my best friend. She was a trip when she got her wisdom teeth out. I'm not fun when I'm on it. I don't like it. It's sad. I want to be like crazy, but I wake up mean.
Oh, I wake up. I attacked when I got my leg surgery, when I got my ankle worked on. I woke up and tried to like fight 2 nurses.
Holy shit.
I don't remember it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was apparently very unpleasant.
Yeah. I remember my ex picked me up from the last surgery that I had like 3 years ago. And he like had the camera ready. He was so excited. He was like, this is going to be so funny. She's going to be so silly. Because I'm a happy person normally. He was like, when we give her the juice, it's going to be great. And I was just like, get the fuck out of my... Like, I turned into a demon. I was just mean. Ruined the whole time.
All I remember about anesthesia is the doctor was like, all right, I'm going to have you count back from 10, or count back from 100, whatever he says.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a beeping machine. And I went, I don't think it works. And then the beeping became Funky Town. I literally went, I don't think it went, and then I was gone.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I got anesthesia once when I was getting my wisdom teeth taken out. And I remember I was wearing a Chad Johnson jersey. And the guy was telling, he's like, you like the Bengals? Oh, yeah. And I was like, yeah. And then I was fucking. But I do remember one part in the middle. There was one part in the surgery where I remember they were in there in a crunch and I winced. Ooh. And then I think they were like, turn the gas up on this kid. Fucking get him out.
With wisdom teeth, it's not like it's not general anesthesia. It's, I forget what the name is for it, but it's not like you're fully like, they're not controlling your temperature and shit.
Oh, okay.
So it's a little bit lighter, but it's still like you don't have the memory of it. Anesthesia is so weird. Yeah, it's so freaky.
I will say in the last few years, my racism has changed.
Okay. This is interesting.
And now my number one thing that I probably would be like, fuck that, is Russian doctors.
Russia, yeah.
Especially Russian female dentists.
Yeah. No, fuck that.
I didn't think they could do that.
I got one of my wisdom teeth taken out.
Yeah.
And first I get in the chair, she goes, well, you are too heavy for anesthesia. I am afraid sleep apnea. And I'm like, okay, so she goes, no, you stay awake. And I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
This bitch gives me 3 shots on the third. The worst bedside manner in the history of dentistdom.
Yeah.
Goes, this will hurt a lot. And just jams this fucking cocksucker needle into the roof of my mouth. Yeah. And I remember like, ah!
Yeah.
And then she just takes pliers and put a rubber thing on the other side of my mouth, stood up on the chair,
and
put 1 foot on my thigh, and took my wisdom, twisted it out, and I was like, you used I could have done that.
Yeah, I could do this at home. I would have saved a lot of money, actually.
Pliers?
Yeah.
Have you seen the spatula scar on my chest?
Yeah. Pliers? Are you fucking nuts? I thought there was going to be tools.
Yeah.
I think it depends if they're like impacted, like if they're impacted.
Or mine were, I just cracked both mine.
Okay, so then that's...
Oh, it was fucking brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Russian for anything other than, like, mob duty, I'm not really going to. You don't want to go to Russians for, like, food? No. Like,
nope.
Comfort. Dude, anything with comfort.
Landlord.
That's not them.
No. Yeah, anything comfort? No. Yeah. I like... my big racism is I go Chinese on anything, like, mysticky. Like acupuncture Chinese, oh, massage Chinese.
Can I tell you how my racism?
Mogwai.
Mogwai.
Buying a mogwai, yeah.
Is that what that is?
No, that's what the gremlins are.
Oh, gremlins. Okay, yeah.
Buying a mogwai, Chinese.
Racism got me with the mystic shit recently. Forgive me because I did say this on Shainer's podcast yesterday.
Okay, don't worry.
So I tried to employ what I thought was a Nigerian witch.
Okay, to do.
And I think she may have just been a grifter.
Okay.
I think she may have just been scamming me out of my money. Because I was like, all right, this is embarrassing, but I was like, I want to do some spells to get my ex back.
Okay.
And so the first couple were, I was like, all right, I vibe with this, whatever. It was like sea salt and cloves in water, and then you have to like bathe in the water. And then there was like one where you have to, the next one was like, all right, now put 3 cloves in your mouth for like 7 minutes.
Do you think your first problem was you went to a Nigerian woman on how to bathe and eat food?
And then, well, it gets worse because then she was like, all right, now there's 4 steps and we're on step 3. And step 3 was where I like realized.
Step 3, don't get AIDS.
Step 3 was she was like, all right, there's 2 ingredients in this spell. And what you do is you got to take cinnamon. It has to be organic cinnamon. And then your first urine of the day.
Okay.
And then you wash your face with that.
Did you wash your face with the piss?
I got halfway through washing my face with piss and cinnamon, and then I caught my eye in the mirror, and I was like, I think this bitch might just be scamming me. Uh-huh. I think none of this
you
is
think?
Real.
You're
and I was like, she's just getting reparations. She's just seeing what this dumb white lady will do, and it turns out this.
Piss and cinnamon sound like Two Faces, Two Girlfriends in Batman.
This is cinnamon, and this is piss.
God.
Yeah. One's like a French maid, the other's just a biker chick.
Yeah,
this is my girlfriend, cinnamon and piss.
Cinnamon and piss.
Wait, you
washed half my face like I was fucking Harvey Dent with piss and cinnamon, and then I was like, oh no, what am I? This I've been had. No, and
okay, I gotta investigate.
What did you pee in?
Also in a bottle. Also, this is just an aside. I took a Vyvanse this morning, and then I stacked this on top of it. Somewhere in the middle, maybe she is a real witch. Maybe it was that combination of stimulants, because as I was telling that, my heart just, like, the beats increased to, like, 200 a minute. That was a weird feeling. Maybe she's a real witch.
So you pissed in, like, just a water bottle?
Yeah. Pissed in a water bottle.
I pictured a bowl.
You're going this
so
lady.
You can splash with it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. You can, like, dip your face in it, kind of.
Going to
the lady is...
is already retarded.
Yes.
I did find her on TikTok.
Okay.
Okay.
You found a Nigerian witch on TikTok who told you to put piss on your face, and you're going...
with cinnamon.
Maybe I'm getting scammed. I'm unsure.
Well, no. I went, okay. That makes sense to me. She explained the properties of both of those.
Holy shit.
Mixed them together. And then I went in my bathroom the next morning and I prayed the way that she told me to.
Yeah.
And then I had the mixture.
Who's this ex? Why do you want this guy back so bad that you put piss on your own face?
Yeah.
Zach, I'm hijacking.
I believe what I said some days it's easy.
Yeah, dude, this is easy.
And this fucking moron comes in.
Yeah, piss and cinnamon.
I rub piss and cinnamon on my face, and I don't think it works. I'm starting to think I've been had.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to try step 4.
What's step 4?
Step 4 is you put...
shit and nutmeg?
Step 4 is substantially more benign. Step 4 is load some cloves into a cinnamon stick and then burn and like wash your hands in salt and then burn that and walk around your house.
Have you tried
that could have been 3.
Him? Have you tried texting him?
I'm blocked.
You're blocked.
So that's...
okay, what did you do?
Okay, so we dated for 5 years,
yeah.
And then I got encephalitis from like a freak, that means your brain swelling, so freak medical situation.
Yeah.
And then I was essentially going crazy. Yeah.
Isn't it weird how hot girls get the weirdest diseases?
That's so nice of you to say.
Isn't it so weird how hot girls are always at like in and out of the hospital?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's the damages of being hot. That's
it
what
really
it is.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Nothing's free in life, Zach. Nothing's
isn't
free.
Isn't it fucking crazy?
Yeah.
It's funny because I am a hypochondriac and usually nothing is wrong, But in this case, something was very wrong.
Uh-huh.
And I was, so basically I was over and I started to not act like myself for a couple of months in an increasingly disturbing way.
Yeah.
And then October hit and it got really bad. And then we were in Italy. I flew home for a wedding for just a weekend and then I was supposed to fly back while I was home. He called me and he's like, yeah, I can't do this anymore. Like, I don't recognize you. Like, this is not my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And so then I was like, I'm coming back. And so I went back to Italy. We talked a little bit. And then from election night to the day before Thanksgiving, I have like four memories.
Oh,
that
shit.
Whole time is like blacked out.
Yeah.
But what I know was I was out of my fucking tree. I was stalking him. I was running around Palermo, Sicily, just a jacket, nothing else on to speak of. Just a jacket. God bless that Europeans take their privacy so seriously, so nobody like films you over there when you're losing your mind.
Yeah,
there should be 100 viral videos of me just gallivanting.
Pussy out.
Just, and it's a long jacket, but like.
But you can tell. Did you have shoes on?
Oh, yes. I had the same pair of shoes on. I think I slept in them. That was weird. I kept taking pictures of my feet and my shoes. I don't know what I was trying to capture there.
Yeah.
Fully losing my mind. Tried to kill myself like three times. Not depressed at all. Never had any kind of ideation of suicide. But I was just like, I have to jump off this balcony.
Yeah.
And I fought Italian police. Turns out, I can struggle against five Italian cops.
Yeah, the Italians are soft.
Which, well, also, okay.
One American chick and versus five Italian cops?
So I'm losing my shit, and I feel bad because I've talked about this on Shannon's podcast. Like, I've talked about this a fair amount at this point. But at one point, my ex notified my family. He's like, something's going on. She's lost her shit. And my best friend, sorry, I keep kicking you.
No, you're good.
My best friend is like freaking out and she's, you know, doing everything that she can from over here to try and, they're like, we got to get her home. Like, we're not there. And so my best friend like called the police as they had me. I think I was second suicide attempt at this point.
Yeah.
And they had me and they were like, all right, well, we're going to let her go. And she's like, you can't let her, like, something is wrong. You have to hold her, at least until we'll fly there. We'll get her, but you have to hold her. And they were like, this is just a woman. This is sometimes that's a direct fucking quote.
Yeah. The Italians were like, well, you never seen a broad before?
Literally, they went, this is just a woman. She is heartbroken. This is a woman. This
heartbroken
is
chick. Yeah. Fucking no pants, no underwear. Trying to jump off a balcony. Been here, seen that shit.
This is what
fighting
we,
cops.
This is what we say in our country is, you're a problem.
I learned the other day. I learned the other day that apparently in Palermo, a lot of them have body cam footage. I don't know how to get it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it exists.
Yeah.
I'm going to try everything in my power
to get that
to get
footage.
It.
Yeah,
apparently, this is a story that I've been told during my altercation with the police, because I speak a fair amount of Italian enough to get by. So one of them saying something and I like shouted back in Italian. And then I was yelling at him and I was like, yeah, I speak two languages, bitch. And he looked at me and he was Arab and he was like, speak Arabic. And I was like, Israel forever, you fucking bitch. Like, I just went on a whole thing. I was like, fucking, I just, I don't know. I was out of my goddamn mind. I want to make that clear. But I was like, heinously racist and everything. I was like attacked.
I want to know what that story says more about Italian men. Or Italian women.
Yeah.
Where they were like, come on.
Yeah, they're like, this is chicks, man. Dude, like, that cop was like, we got to un-Jew this bitch real quick.
Turn off your body cam. We got some un-Jewing to do.
And my ex was Jewish. So, So that it was.
And then how did you find out your brain?
Nuts.
They did some tests?
No, so not there. So I tried to kill myself a third time. At that point, my ex was like, yeah, I can't take this any, like, I have to go.
Yeah,
like, this is the craziest thing in the world. And I think I was probably trying to go after him as well.
Yeah,
I haven't talked to him since this, so I have not been able to confirm that.
Yeah,
some of the stories that I've heard, it sounds like I may have tried to do something to him, so he was like, I have to leave.
Yeah.
And then I won't say who, but I was in the hospital over there. I called a comedian friend of all of ours, and I was like, I have to kill myself. And he was like, okay, hang on. Like, I...
those words exactly.
But he basically, he like talked me down for, and I don't remember what he said, but he talked me down. And then I was like, well, I can't even get home. Like, he was like saying like, oh no, remember like you're coming to the shows like this coming or this weekend, like you have to do this. And I was like, well, I can't even get home. And he was like, I'm going to send you $700 free plane ticket. Just come home and then, you know, figure out what you got to do from there. And he did. And then I guess I boarded the flight home. And then when I got back into the U.S., spent like, I don't even remember the amount, but hundreds of dollars on like a 13 stop Uber ride to random addresses. Don't know what I did at those addresses. I have no clue why I was going to those places. And then finally ended up at my house. When I was at my house, there was a Philly comic waiting there, took me to the hospital. When I was in the hospital, they were treating it initially. They were like, all right, clearly this is like schizophrenia or bipolar or something. My saving grace is I'm 30 years old and I don't have a history of, I mean, I'm anxious, but like nothing like that.
Yeah, that stuff doesn't pop up that late.
Yeah, and nothing in my family. Like there's no instance of that. So they were like, it feels weird. Thank God for the woman in the hospital. She ran some tests and she was like, let's just do an MRI. They did the MRI. They were like, oh, shit, her shit's swollen. And then they found I had a germ cell tumor, no, a teratoma on one of my ovaries. And basically, that's non-cancerous, but it is a tumor of cells that should have been one thing. So there should have been ovarian cells. And they were like, what if we went off script? We did something different. And then they were like, what if we were teeth? So they grew teeth. And they were like, what if we were hair? And what if we had brain matter? So I had all that, not like an ectopic pregnancy. It wasn't it was me. I was cloning in my fucking ovary.
Whoa,
yeah, had brain matter there. So when you
X-Men.
Have for real. And when you have that, I'm going to forget the name of the protein. I think it's a combination of letters. I think it's MDRA or MNRA. It's something like that, but it's a receptor that's in your brain. And basically when you have something like that, your body releases an autoimmune response to attack that, but it can't differentiate. So it also attacks your brain. And then your brain, as a defense mechanism, is like, oh, you're going to hurt me? I'm just going to swell
up. Bucks up.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So then I was.
Like when you see a bear.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, but yeah. So then basically the treatment for that is they take out the tumor, which they did. And then they pump you full of steroids. And that calms down the swelling. Thankfully, I'm very, very lucky because encephalitis does kill you at some point.
Yeah.
Before that, it's permanent brain damage. Before that, it's seizures. I was right before that. Like, I was whacked out of my tree.
Yeah.
And I honestly, if I had been left to my own devices, I probably would have just jumped off a balcony or something before it got to that level. But I was it was early enough that I've made it out of that with no permanent brain damage. You're still...
But you are putting piss on your face. So.
Still putting piss on my face. I'll say this.
You are washing your face with
pimples. I believed in witches and I believed in psychics before any of this.
Oh.
Before this. The only difference, and I'm not saying that people who like sports are dumb. I am just saying I didn't care about sports until I got a little brain damage.
Ah.
Became a football fan. Became a football fan.
What's this dude's name? We don't have to go.
My ex?
Yeah.
I don't want to say that. No.
Okay.
No.
But, buddy, dude, she went through it. I think you should.
But he doesn't.
Does he not know that you had.
He doesn't know the full extent of that. From what I understand, he knows that there was like a tumor, and that's kind of what caused things, but he doesn't know the full ins and outs of it.
Mm.
My whole thing with it is I could technically reach out. Like, I'm blocked on. Like, my cell phone's blocked, but, like, there's ways that I could reach out.
Yeah.
That had to be so fucking traumatic.
Yeah.
That, like, if ever he is willing to reach out and discuss it, absolutely we can go from there. I don't want to be the one to do that and possibly, like, bring him back. Because it feels weird not ever being able to apologize or clear the air, but that is a selfish thing on my end that, like, that's what I want. Doing that could, like, reactivate all that shit. I have no idea the ins and outs of what happened or what I did when I was there, so I don't know what he saw. It was probably very traumatic, so I don't give him any blame for not reaching out, but I'm like, I would love him to reach out. So then the witch comes into play.
Yeah.
And so then I put piss and cinnamon on my face to try and bring my ex back. All I've gotten so far is I've broken out and I also have ants.
Okay.
And that's,
you know what?
Not ideal.
Didn't think there was.
Wait, what are the ants from?
I think from leaving cinnamon all over the place or piss. I don't know.
Yeah. Cinnamon's not sweet though. It's a spice.
I think this might be a separate issue. The ants might be a separate issue.
Ants unrelated.
Ants could be separate.
To the brain damage or the piss.
Can I be honest with you? 50-50 if the ants exist.
I was hallucinating at that point.
I love the idea of him showing up at your house and like with the doors unlocked and he walks in and you're like, Jason or whatever his name is, and you have piss on cinnamon all over your face.
I was like, hi. Oh, it shit, worked. That bitch works.
But, just pissing in a bottle with a spoonful of cinnamon in her hand? Oh. Crouched down like a gargoyle?
Yeah,
How have you been?
Yeah. I thought you're great. I thought you were better. No, I'm better. I swear to God.
Don't worry. A Nigerian witch told me on TikTok to do this.
Yeah.
And you know what? Shockingly, putting piss on my face is still less embarrassing than the debate that I did on Friday.
What's this debate? I don't know this debate.
Josie got smoked.
He smoked? What was the debate?
Did you see any of it?
No.
Yeah.
You saw it.
I caught a little.
Terrific. Yeah.
Okay. I'll say this. Lewis watched the whole thing. Let me say this in Josie's defense.
Yeah.
Sometimes, as public performers.
Yeah.
We mistake being well-spoken and comfortable with being intelligent.
Yeah.
I made that mistake for a very long time
where
I thought I was pretty fucking smart.
So I'll say this, actually, I'll correct you on that. I was not under the impression that I was intelligent.
Okay.
I was under the impression that he was equally as dumb.
Okay.
And it turns out this is his special interest.
Yeah.
I can retain a lot of facts. I get when I'm interested in something, I can tell you anything you want about a lot of different areas of history. I know all the world's flags, love geography, all that shit.
And that meant fuck all in this.
That meant fuck all in this.
What was the debate?
So I went, okay, so
please.
To give you the sort of exposition, a couple months back, I don't know if you're familiar, but the Whatever podcast reached out to me.
Yeah, you went on Whatever?
I went on Whatever.
Oh, that's a scam.
Well, I went on Whatever. And it was a scam. They flew me first class, and then they put me up in a fucking hostel. Fuck them.
Yeah.
But so I went out to Santa Barbara, and I did that. I did the show. My impression or my plan going into that was they don't realize I'm a comedian because I cosplay and stuff. So I'm like, they think I'm a fucking internet slut.
Yeah.
Fine. I'm going to go in. I'm going to be a comedian and just turn the whole thing into a joke.
Yeah.
That was my plan. I was prepped for that. I get there, they make me sign an appearance release.
Yeah.
And the appearance release was like, if you troll or turn this into a joke, we reserve the right to fine you $10,000.
Yeah.
Now, in hindsight, I don't know how the fuck you would litigate against that. Like, I don't know how they would actually, like, trolling's not a real thing that you can, like, point to in a court of law. I probably would have
been fine. No, the whole thing's a scam. They position themselves like they're like, oh, we're making the world a better place kind of thing. Like, oh, all these people are immoral. When they're predators, they're preying on everyone who comes onto podcast.
And so that was...
And now our representative for women for the day, sit in the face, piss breath.
Yeah. Well, so I did, even without... being a I did the Whatever podcast without really being a comic. Like, I just went through it. But, you know, everybody else at the table is retarded.
Yeah.
So I was able to get through. Like, I got some clips out of it, whatever. Like, that's not the sphere of anything that I want to go into. That was just an opportunity that presented itself.
Mm-hmm.
So then after that, I did piss some people off.
And cinnamon them.
Yeah, I cinnamoned some people off. I had somebody tweeted at me. And was like, because this guy, Andrew Wilson, who is often a co-host on the show, paleo conservative, Christian national, like, dude, he's often on the show, but he wasn't on my episode.
Okay.
And so somebody tweeted and was like, if he was on that episode, he would have fucking smoked you. And I was like, I'm not scared of that grifting bitch. And like, that was that. And then for a month, that was it. And then somebody else saw that tweet. Tagged him and was like, Christian, look, or Andrew, look, she's talking shit. And I just said to that guy as an aside, I was like, hey man, I know that you're appealing to him and you want him to come and like own me. I'm gonna be real with you. He doesn't give a fuck about you. I'm like, this dude is a grifter. You don't mean anything to him, and I'm sorry to tell you that. And then he saw that and he was like, actually, you fucking bitch, how about you not pretend like you know what's going on in my head? You would never say any of this shit to my face in a debate. Now, one of my biggest problems in life is that I can't walk away from a challenge or a conflict. So I saw that and I was like, I'll say that to your face in a debate. I don't give a fuck. And then I did. So we scheduled the debate and I sat right where you're sitting last Friday and we did a live stream 1v1 debate. Now, the debate was supposed to be on the topics of secularism, which I actually am kind of informed about.
What is secularism?
Secularism is whether the nation stay, or secularism is staying away from religion in terms of like a government organization. Yeah. So the government and the religions are their separation of church and state, essentially.
Yeah.
So I know a bit about that. And then feminism, fair enough. I'm well read on that subject. And then the topic of him being a grifter, because I publicly claimed you're a grifting bitch. I know that because I work in entertainment, because I've worked in reality TV for like 6 years, and I've worked in TV and movies for a total of 14.
Yeah.
I know a lying piece of bullshit when I see it.
Yeah.
I realize, first of all, before the debate, I was nervous. Everybody in my life, comics that I respect, Dave Smith himself, my own mother, were like, hey, don't do that. Don't do this. You should not. This is a bad idea.
Yeah, well, because this is what he
does.
Like,
this is what he does.
It would be like if you were like, hey, come do like 20 minutes of stand-up after I do 20 minutes of stand-up. Like, you have to follow me kind of thing. It's like you're going into his realm. This is what he does every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And when Dave Smith's like, hey, don't do that. That's a conniving grifter.
Yeah, yeah. That's like, he's good. He is a grifter, but he's a good grifter. He's good at grifting, dude.
He's good at what he does. He's a hell of a debater. I'll give him that. Yeah. So I was nervous. And before I came in here, I got higher than the fucking grocery bill. And that was not a good strategy. So I already was at a disadvantage. And then, so I had to read an opening statement. I've never debated anything.
Yeah.
Had to read an opening statement. I wrote my opening statement down, like, in my handwriting. And then I forgot my fucking glasses, and I couldn't read my writing. So I'm fumbling through the opening statement. That's embarrassing enough. We're off to a bad start.
Yeah.
Then I make the claim. I'm like, you're a grifter. Like, you are lying. You're not, you don't believe this shit.
Yeah, you're just trying to make money.
You're making a quick buck.
Yeah.
Off of, and you're doing it through a way that I think is kind of reprehensible, because you're making these people, like, you're stoking up your audience.
Yeah.
And some of them are violent. Some of them are actually fucking crazy because they're getting this, like, parasocial tribe mentality.
Yeah.
And he was like, what's your evidence for that? And as soon as he said that, I was like, oh, I don't have any. I'm bringing intuition to a fact fight, apparently. Yeah, yeah. And so then he was like asking me different questions. Now, here's the problem. If I'm backed into a corner, apparently I will panic and lie. And I am a horrific liar.
Yeah.
You see it on my face. My voice goes up. It's bad. So there were two big lies that I told. And one is honestly more embarrassing than the other, though it should be the other way around. The most embarrassing thing was that he was like, I did not crack jokes throughout this. I was like, I'm going to be respectful. Because he said initially, he was like, all she's going to do is troll and crack jokes. I've been here before. And I was like, no, I'll be 100% respectful. And I won't even insult you personally. Of course, he said everything under the sun. He was like, you're fat, you're ugly, you're a failed, unfunny comedian. So he kept harping on failed. He was like, I know you've had like just a stream of failures in your career. And I was like, I'm actually doing okay. Like, I'm a successful TV producer as my day job. That's awesome. Can't tell you what show I work for because I sign a fucking NDA. So that doesn't look good. And then, you've never heard of me in comedy. I am a nobody in comedy. But I'm 3 years in. I feel like I'm doing okay. Like, for 3 years, I am very comfortable with where I'm at, and I am comfortable with my progress. That would have been a great way to phrase that. Instead, it came out as, I do sold-out shows all the time, which, sometimes I feature for a sold-out show or host for it, but I phrased it as, I do sold-out shows all the time. I just did sold-out shows last weekend. Did I? As a guest spot, sure. Very embarrassing to be like, nah, dude, I'm totally killing it. I'm a headlining comedian, and that's not a good look. So I was very embarrassed by that.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, we have body cam footage right here of you in Italy running through the streets, running through Rome with your pussy out. Is this what a headliner looks to you?
It's like you were there.
Yeah, dude. I've had a couple of friends do it, and every time they're like, I'm doing the whatever product, I'm like, why?
Shouldn't.
Why? It's obviously a scam. Like, it's
you
a,
shouldn't.
They do shit like they make you, you get there, and they're like, oh, yeah, you know, a lot of people, they frame it like, it's going to be fun, you know, it's just like, it's a good time.
He framed it like that, and I knew that was bullshit.
And then you get there, and they just basically shit on you the whole time. And they also, they're like, you'll get paid unless you leave early. And early is like
$0, 0 cents. They didn't pay anything.
Oh, they didn't pay you anything.
Zero. And I stayed all 9 hours and 19
minutes. 9 hours? They do it for 9 hours.
9 hours, 19 minutes, 27 seconds. Suck my dick.
Nine
it went
hours?
Until two in the yes. Not this live stream. This was 2 hours.
Yeah.
When I went out to California and did whatever, 9 hours, 19 minutes.
Because the whole thing is if you leave early, then they get to go, oh, look, we beat you in the debate. It's like, no, I don't want to sit here for 9 hours.
Also,
dude.
I was in this chair doing the debate for 2.5 hours. I said from the beginning,
yeah,
my train out of New York back to Philadelphia leaves at 12:11 a.m. I got to be out of the studio by 11:35.
Yeah.
I left at 11:40.
Yeah.
And they were, oh, she's fucking leaving. She's running away. I'm like, I have a heart out. I don't know what to fucking tell you.
I gotta go. Yeah. It is a wild, it's a weird thing they do where it's like, that's how they can make it look like they beat you in the debate.
Well, he did beat me in the debate. He definitely
This whole conversation just sounds like trying to have a conversation with a girl that's like, I did porn and it was the worst experience of my life. I'm like, yeah, did you sign up for facial abuse?
Yeah, exactly, dude. Well, it's like, just don't do it.
Now,
the magic marker and the spoon came out, I don't think you could treat me like a lady today.
The other horribly embarrassing thing, you know that thing that you do, everybody does it, when somebody's like, have you seen this movie? And then you lie, and you're like, so, yeah, of course. And then they'll be like, oh, would you like this part when he does this? And you kind of have to like laugh through it, like that's real.
Yeah.
So I did that, but with military service. I stole valor in the middle of this podcast.
Jesus
Don't know
Christ.
If you got there. Not entirely. Like I didn't say like, oh, I'm a Lance Corporal, or like I was in the military. Like I didn't say I was in the Marines.
Yeah.
But one of my arguments was, hey, you're like, this is a grift because you're stoking people into thinking that we're in some sort of battle. Like even his course that he sells, it's verbal combat.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you're using language to make it seem like we are at a war. You're creating like a desperation in these
people. Think it's the culture war.
Yeah. And so uh-huh. They really will kind of follow you into it where they're like stoked up.
Now,
and they're
are
like,
you
oh,
considering
shit.
A course called Verbal Dingbat?
Yeah. Baby, I can sell you that. Let me tell you. So he said, he was like, well, we are in an ideological war. And I was like, we're just not. Like, it's not that bad out there. And he was like, actually, more people have been killed in Chicago per day than in Afghanistan. Which, funny enough, he got one thing wrong in the entire debate, and it was that. Yeah. That was the statistic that he got wrong, but I didn't know that. I had no way to look it up. So that is not true. But he was like, my counter, I was like, it's not. Shut up. Like, you know it's not that bad. I've been to Chicago. And what I should have said, what I would have said, if I didn't feel like I was, I don't know, if I wasn't stressed, my logical brain would go, I have been to war-torn countries, like the aftermath of that. I've been through almost all of Central America and then almost all of South America. I have seen what happens as a result of war and how dangerous it is even years after the fact. Like, and it doesn't compare to what we have here in the United States. It's just not the same.
Yeah.
What I said was, I've been to war zones. And then he was like, what war zones have you been to? And instead of saying exactly what I just said, I went Syria, Yemen, and Israel. Never Italy is the closest I've been to any of those places.
And that went poorly.
Yeah. And I was in a war in my own mind. Yeah,
it was
fairness.
A war zone, but only because of you.
Because I was ripping
That's
through it.
That's crazy.
So I
was in Rome in the shit. I saw a woman run by wearing only a jacket. She's in a jacket. Pussy flapping in the wind.
Pussy.
Took five police officers to take her down.
In fairness,
she stunk like piss and cinnamon. I said, war is hell.
Yeah, dude, this is a bad idea.
It's
like
bad.
You've told me two things.
I've been doxxed all weekend. Somebody at one point sent me a photo of my house from the outside.
Yeah.
And it turns out he just got it from Google Maps.
Yeah.
Freaked me out enough that I was like, it's time to call the cops. That's crazy.
No, it's like you just don't interact with these people. Like, that's the thing, is because their world is actually, they have clips that go viral and stuff sometimes, but it's a really like a microcosm.
Yeah.
Like, there's the people who even know what the Whatever Podcast is. Like, we know kind of because we're in entertainment and in podcasting.
Yeah.
But like the average, like even my friends who are like chronically online, like my, if I went and asked any of my boys who are like in my age, not just like older people, more suburban people, they have no idea what the fuck that thing is. It's like, it's a very, 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 very small community of people who interact with it and care about it. And so you just like ignore it.
Nope. I dove head first. And then as the ship was sinking, I just kept steering the wheel.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I would say this.
Yes.
As much as it sucks right now.
It's actually,
probably dying down.
Oh, yeah.
Every single time you go to bed, you will be less concerned with it. And then there will be a day where you realize, I didn't think about that all day.
It honestly,
the shame of it, it's already over. It's already gone.
The doxing has stopped. Like, that hasn't happened in
the time. I fucking said some shit about fucking Red Bar.
Mm-hmm.
And he pushed my shit in, man. He ate me alive. I really fucked that one up. and he just hurt my feelings because he's so good at saying what you hate about you.
Yeah.
And he's just so goddamn good.
Yeah.
And he just bent me over a barrel and fucking pushed my shitter in, dude. And it was one of those things where I was so upset about it. And now I'm like, you get got sometimes.
I didn't even know. Is he on YouTube? Like, where is he?
He's got his own thing.
Yeah, it's his own. So even to watch it, you have to like go out of your way. It's like, it doesn't even exist.
I mean, I was just getting so many messages and like they were killing me. And at a certain point I went, you know what? For all the shit I've put people through and the crazy shit I've said, this is a well-deserved.
I love it.
Knocking down. Like, I was flying too close to the sun on that one.
I love it when someone says something fucking like, I don't get a lot of hate messages, but when I do, I think it's so funny.
Some of them have been hilarious. There was one guy last night who commented on a YouTube video that I have. Not even, it's just a cosplay video. Yeah. I don't have any of my stand-up on YouTube.
Yeah.
And he was like, you're so unfunny, you will never be funny. I did 8 minutes of unprepared material at an open mic last night, and I got more laughs than you ever will. And I clicked on his profile just to see kind of like what I was working with. He posts his open mic sets on his YouTube,
dude.
And I got to watch it, and I was like, that was the most brutal 9 minutes I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, my God.
And so, number one, it was nice to be like, oh, yeah, that's who's commenting.
That's it. Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
The other piece of me was like, he named the venue, and a flight to South Carolina is $150 round trip, and I am crazy enough. Do I go to this open mic?
We know.
I'm crazy enough. Let's go.
Hey, guys, real quick. Everybody needs a cheat code sometimes. When it comes to the bedroom, Hims is your shortcut to staying in the game. Through Hims, men can access personalized prescription treatment options for ED, ranging from hard mints to trusted generic meds that cost 95% less than the name brands. If prescribed, you can even get SexRx plus Climax Control to level up your game even more. This isn't generic cookie-cutter care. Hims puts your health and your goals first with real medical providers, making sure you get what you need to get results. To get simple online access to personalized, affordable care for ED, hair loss, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/zoo. That's right, hims.com/ZOO for your free online visit. hims.com/zoo.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
All right, let's get back into the show.
Dude, that's the thing. Yeah. It's like when you, someone posted a thing once, this like one fitness guy looked at one of his comments, and it was this guy like critiquing, like, "Oh, you can't. This is bullshit. You can't actually lift." Da, 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 da. And he went and looked at the guy's profile, and it was this like super skinny string bean dude who was like covered in tattoos and was like a wook. And he's like, "This is the guy who's critiquing my fitness,
right?
Shit. It's like the people don't. They're not real. They're not real.
None of it's real.
None of it's real.
None of it
dude.
Is real.
Just do whatever you want to do, and then whatever backlash you get, it's like, who gives a fuck? Like, I don't know. It doesn't. Who cares?
Especially when it's like, I don't want to be Dave Smith. I don't want to get into the debate space. Like, that's not.
And also, these people, that's like their job, like Red Bar or what, I don't know who.
Andrew Wilson.
Yeah, Andrew Wilson. Their job is to like shit on people. Yeah. And so that's what they do. And then they'll just like, and if you engage, then that's really what they want. Because then it's like, oh, now we have a story. Now we have stuff going back and forth. If you ignore it, people shit on you and then you never respond. Yeah. It's not fun. And then it just goes away.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, what? Well, you just.
He's fighting with a guy named Owen Benjamin.
They deserve each other.
Why does Owen Benjamin sound familiar?
He used to. He was a comic for a long time, and then he moved to the woods.
Oh.
He was like a piano comic.
I don't.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I've then he went crazy hard. Oh, yeah. Like, yeah.
But he's friends with Jake Shields.
They're both conservative, but yeah, it's
Jake
like
Shields, one of the greatest grapplers of all time.
It's like a snake eating its own tail. Like they're hating each other for different reasons, I guess. I don't know.
See,
but
it's like what I think everyone needs to realize. This is my big stance. Is like that this dude Andrew Wilson, fucking you, the chicks they have on the podcast, the hosts of the podcast, we're all on the same side. Where everyone's on the same side. There's a small contingent of people that make us want to think that we're all against each other. They're poisoning the food. They're buying up all the fucking real estate.
Yeah.
They're fucking monitoring all your shit. Mm-hmm. They're taking all your data. Mm-hmm. We're all on the same. It doesn't matter if you're pro-abortion, anti-abortion, pro-gun, anti-gun. We're all on the same side. A small group of people. Like, even if you're like if you're the worst racist in the world, and we got to team up. And we got to fuck with that. And then we can argue about whether or not porn is ruining the world. Yeah. Then we can get into the rest of it. Right now, let's focus on the important shit, which is a multi-trillion-dollar corporations destroying everyone's
life. Dude, I'll never own a house.
I was just reading how much real estate in Manhattan is empty.
Yeah.
Like, when you look out and see how many places never have lights on, and it's because billionaires and these companies just eat up buildings, and then don't put anybody in them and sit on them.
Yep. Sit on them. It's like an investment. It's an investment.
Yeah, but it's so just like crazy that like nobody lives in Manhattan.
Yeah, and it's like okay, so we're gonna argue about whatever fucking about feminism. Fuck that, dude.
Yeah,
let's fucking start getting the guillotines out, chopping the heads off. Then once all the heads have rolled, then we can be like black people or whatever, Asian people or whatever, white people or whatever. But in the meantime, we're all on each other's side. We're all on the same side.
If you have an empty building, that's a happy super.
That is, it is a happy super.
Well, he must hate the one the one old lady that's still there.
She's never left. Her rent's fucking $1,500 a month.
And that bitch complains about everything.
Oh, yeah. Dude, you need an old Jewish lady in your building. You need it, dude. An old Jewish lady in your building, make sure everything runs right. I have an old Jewish lady in my building. She's on their ass all the time. The front door is always fixed. The front door, like digital doorman, was fucked. Fixed. The top of the building, there was like weird shit with the fan and the ventilation. Fixed. All of her, she's on it. She's putting up signs. She's doing shit. I'm like, this, she makes sure the building is fucking good, dude. You need an old Jewish lady in your building.
I'm getting nervous. I think word's out in my building that I do something in entertainment.
Oh, yeah?
Because I've taught. There's a wrestling manager from ECW that lives in my building.
Yeah.
We talk. But then I think somebody else saw me on something and mentioned to me in the elevator.
Yeah.
And I have one of my neighbors is like, it's a floor below me. It's his family, but they have little kids.
Yeah.
And this kid came in the elevator. He went, I saw you on Google. and I looked at his mom and I went, oh, whatever it was, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And she goes, no, we all looked you up. We heard in the building there's a big comedian. I think the word's going around and oh boy.
I saw
ain't
you.
Ain't looking forward
Google.
To it because I'm friends with like three black guys in the building who just think I'm friendly as shit. Not that I'm making up for stuff I say every day.
Dude. No, but I think you've made fun of all people equally, dude. But
I think so. If you would have to see a very limited amount of clips to think that I have hatred behind any of the crazy shit I say.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
One or two things would be pretty bad.
Yeah.
But hey, what are you going to do?
No, I feel
well, this definitely won't be one of those. Psycho Charlotte train suspect reveals motive for slaughtering Ukrainian refugee.
Oh, yeah. What was this all about? I've just started hearing about this.
All right, so this has been all over my shit.
Yeah.
And it's fucking nuts. So this guy's got 14 arrests on him.
Yeah.
From what I've heard, the mom took him for testing. He went to jail for robbery, came back not well.
Yeah.
And he got diagnosed schizophrenic.
Yeah.
And he's been wandering the streets.
Just not well. Yeah.
And so it's literally just light rail in Charlotte. He's sitting behind a chick. She's on her phone.
Yeah.
And you watch him open the pocket knife, take a look at it, and then he stands up and just kills her.
Yeah.
And nobody gets up.
Yeah.
One guy goes over to help her.
Yeah.
After the commotion.
Yeah.
But I mean, the guy just walks off the fucking train.
Yeah.
And it's one of those crazy things. Like, you're just hearing about this, right?
Well, I just started seeing it on my timeline, and they were like, no one's reporting on it. Back to what the fuck I was talking about before. Mm-hmm. If they're trying to make this, because I saw there was like re-immigration. They were trying to say it's an issue of some fucking political thing. This is like, because they fucked the healthcare system.
Yeah.
There's nowhere for fucking people who have mental health issues to go and get help or go to like a mental health facility.
Or it's a bail issue as well. Yeah, like 14 arrests. How's this guy getting out?
Exactly. Yeah. So it's like dude, the top guys, don't make this an issue of like race or anything. It's this fucking top shit again. Anyways, please continue.
So yes, I guess he has revealed his motivation, and I think in all honesty this will hold up in court. Shannon,
he believed that the girl who he killed was able to read his mind.
Oh shit, I got that high before.
Yeah. So I guess he had went to a healthcare facility, mm-hmm. and said that people were controlling him through food, his whatever he ate.
Yeah. Mm. Not wrong. Not wrong. He's not wrong.
He also said that the government implanted a chip in him.
Yeah.
Oh, then one other thing. That's his sister who was kind of
defending. He's black. It was a barbecue chip.
His sister who's defending him, he was also charged with assaulting her in 2022, and he attacked her and bit her and broke her door.
It's like, this guy should have been in a mental health facility, dude.
Yeah.
Like, this is like, what the system's fucked, bro. Yeah.
I agree, and it's really fucking horrendous.
But
the one of the reasons people are mad that it's not getting more attention is the mayor of Charlotte.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
This is discouraging the video from being released.
Okay, why?
Because she says it will stoke fires of racial stuff.
Oh, racial stuff. Yeah. This is
just a black guy. This is what they do. This is just a black guy.
It's a mental fucking health issue.
I mean, I'm just saying, if a Marine was standing behind him and choked him out instead of him stabbing the lady, we'd all know his fucking Al Sharpton be fucking telling us about it on the goddamn news.
but
this poor woman is so funny. She's just sitting there in a goddamn uniform.
Fucking Ukrainian, like, immigrant, like, escaped the war,
and
just gets fucking
welcome to the American healthcare system
on the gun on the train.
Oh, fucking brutal, dude.
Yeah.
I watched another fucking.
Did you see the execution in Center City, Philadelphia?
Whoa, no,
Shannon.
Oh, this is big news. My dad called me yesterday and was like, "I don't want to freak you out," and I'm like, "I watched it." It is a brutal, it's a full-blown execution that happens.
What do you mean by execution?
Like gang violence?
So they don't know exactly what it is, but the speculation and the reports right now are that these are two homeless people that usually, a man and a woman, who are like usually seen together,
mm-hmm.
and that there was some sort of domestic issue going on. Mm-hmm. But when you are homeless, the
trouble
world is your
paradise.
Domicile. So, so they got into a domestic in, like, I don't know how familiar you are with Philly, Center City. Of course, it's a city, but it's like nice. That's like where the tourism is. You think he executed her in front of a Nordstrom Rack, if I'm not mistaken. Like, it's not an area where there is crime. Mm-hmm. Like, and it was a full blown shot her once, I believe, in the leg or the back, and she was down, and then just like right,
Jesus
just fully,
Christ.
And she is slumped in the middle of, and it's the middle of the day. It's not even at night. This is like 4 p.m. next to a Nordstrom.
Where does a homeless guy get a gun?
So people are saying they think she pulled it out first, but the street, it's Philadelphia. You get a gun.
You got a gun.
You can get a gun.
It seems like an expensive thing to get.
You can buy a gun.
You can barter. If it's hers, you give enough pussy, you get a gun.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't think about that.
A pawn Drugs. Shop. You can get a gun at a pawn shop.
You for steal it.
Free. Yeah, yeah.
You rob a house. It. Take a gun.
Yeah. Do pawn shop can? And this is, forgive my ignorance, can pawn shops sell guns without the waiting period?
I don't. It depends on the state.
Yeah.
But I know some states you can buy a gun pretty easily.
Well, Shannon, you got this video?
I'm trying to find. I keep seeing like news articles about it. I feel like this one. This
look
might,
it up on Twitter because the
that's
uncensored,
looking,
full blown. Yeah, that's.
So this one you can't really see.
Oh, there's one where you see her.
Oh shit! Oh, they're like. Oh, it's like.
No. No. I think maybe you. It's right there. There's two shots. Oh, yeah, here we go. It's about to be two shots.
Look at that, huh?
And then second shot,
Jesus,
and then he's out.
Christ.
I think maybe they walk over tour at some point. I saw it. He leaves. He just goes, and they get
business
him.
Is done.
Yeah, business is done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, right by that 7-Eleven?
Next to the 7-Eleven. That's where they are.
Right.
I know exactly where they are.
Yeah, yeah. I've been to this block a million times. There we go. Yeah, they walk back over to her, and she's just slumped.
Yeah, she's done. It's game over.
She's toasted.
Oh, boy.
I know.
Oh, boy.
It's awful. But yeah, it's like, there's a million things we probably could have done to make sure that we got those hobos not on the street killing each other in broad daylight.
In all fairness, we did get rid of half of them.
We did? And that, well, no, I think, I think that was a
just
three-peat.
Of the two.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. they're thin in their own herd.
Yeah, dude. No.
That is tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Philly poor is a poor that I was not prepared for. The first time I went, like, out of high school, I saw a guy doing the $5 holla, selling crack.
Yeah.
But the thing I remember most is he was eating cheese fries with his fingers while selling crack.
What, are you going to eat them with a fork?
And I was like, that really is the Philly special.
When hell
you
yeah.
When you get your crack whiz or whiz out.
Whiz or whiz out. Jesus Christ, dude.
It's, and the thing is, with Philly, it's like, it's dangerous in some parts, in a lot of parts, but it's dangerous, but it's like, it's mostly, if you're talking murder, that's like gang activity or drug activity.
Yeah. I was also in the shittiest neighborhood.
Yeah, I'm sure. North Philly?
I think so. I was somewhere fucking horrendous.
Yeah, North Philly's the scariest, I would say, followed by West Philly. Kensington's its own thing. That's sort of a circus spectacle.
All right, we got two more stories I want to do before we get out of here. I'm sorry. Trey, I'm very glad you're here for this. I actually would love to have Jay go. I hope they go over this on Skanks with Jay. But here is two female cops attempting to detain a male.
Oh, I saw this. This is so good. This is fucking great, dude. He's like, what are you doing? Like, come on, ladies.
He's not even trying.
He's not even trying.
They're starting to laugh, too.
Yeah, you need some judo or something. Dude, if a lady is going to be a cop, she better be on enough roids to have a clit like a fucking thumb. Like, it's...
He hasn't even dropped his phone.
No. Like, what are they... They don't even look like they know how to, like, take him down. Like, go for the legs, shoot, something.
I love that they have Edge of 17 playing. Like, this is such a...
She's trying to take one of the legs.
Trying to single leg him.
Please?
Well, the cops can't do their jobs. They cannot subdue a 140-pound Hispanic guy. But that guy did.
Oh, that's not even security. That's just a guy.
That's just a guy,
dude. Oh, my God.
That is a guy in a polo.
Nah,
it's just a dude.
What I would I'm going to take a wild guess and say that was a guy that was getting 86 from the bar and wouldn't leave.
Yeah. Yeah, he was probably, they were probably trying to, it
was, he was probably hammered.
Yeah.
And, man, when the two, that's got to suck. When you have a crime like that and the two lady officers come in.
It's like,
you'd be like, I'm sorry, can you, like, it would be like calling for a crime and like two Indian cops come.
Yeah.
And you're like, come on, man.
Two Indian cops?
This isn't a traffic violation. Can you send real police officers?
Yeah. No, you need a big dude. You need a guy a little roided out. Like, yeah. A guy's going to get the job done. You need the right level. Or you need a dude who he's like, he can talk the guy down. Like, yeah. You ever see the cop who comes in and he's like, he's just like, oh, you know what, buddy, what are we doing? Come on. Let's
the guy
go.
That knows the bartender's name.
Yeah.
Hey, Nadine, sorry, we'll be out of here in a minute. Yeah. Buddy, this isn't
come
the spot.
On, come on.
Let's get out of here.
Don't make me put you in the back. I'm going to let you, like, where's your car? Wait, let me drive you home or something.
Or you're
like,
the kind of cop that'll let you have a cigarette.
Yeah. We need one of those, dude. Two ladies?
Yeah, no. You can't. They can't be partners.
No, they can't be.
You got to have a real cop and a lady.
Dude, he could have taken their gun. That could have been easily. He could have been dual wielding. He could have taken guns from both of them.
He was being nice by not taking their gun.
He could have killed both of them.
Yep. Yeah.
Skin the fatter of the two, put her body on, her outfit, and shown up to work the next day.
Yeah. My game.
He could have done a full end of Silence of the Lambs in front of everyone else at that restaurant.
And they'd be like, whoa, how do we stop him, dude? This guy's on a tear. You can't, lady cops for like traffic stops, because then they can get they real mean. They're gonna be real strict. I don't know, Border Patrol.
You
lady.
Intervene,
yeah,
100%. But not 86 and
no.
Apparently not 86 and a fucking tiny Mexican
a
from
tiny,
a bar.
You can't do tiny Mexican.
This is when the feminism in my body all gets challenged, and I'm like, hey, you can't send two broads.
Yeah, you can't.
Come on.
That's the thing. It's like, it's not that ladies can't be cops. It's like, we got to be understandable about
you
what.
You got to stat. Yeah, you got to send bodies. Them on the right
if
missions.
If I was a cop, I need someone that can run to be my partner.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right.
Like, if I have a lady cop partner, I'm starting to dose her with Anavar. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
Put Anavar in her coffee. She's getting on that a good cycle. We're going to get her big. She's going to get aggressive and stuff.
I've seen real
hair.
Dykey firefighter chicks.
Yeah.
I'm like, I would trust you to pull me out of a house. That's fine. If you're a cop, you should be able to do that too.
Yeah.
Which also, I'll say, there's plenty of paunchy, fat, slow male cops.
Of course.
Who probably couldn't take that down, but.
They might have fat strength, though.
Yeah,
that's
there
true.
Is fat strength.
That's
fat
true.
Fat strength is a real thing with
those
dudes.
Ladies just had, like, bitchy energy. They didn't even have.
Your shirt needs to fit tight if you're a cop. It needs to be snug on you. Yeah, you can't have that. There was so much arm space for her. She got thin arms.
I feel like some women are just born and they have an ass so big, they're like, I guess you got to be a cop.
Yeah,
or
dude.
Or TSA agents.
Yeah, TSA, yeah.
Some TSA agents do have
actually, the
asses.
Philadelphia Parking Authority, I think they're doing that on purpose so that we don't execute those people when they give us tickets.
Yeah.
But
they send the fattest
the
ass
fucking
ones
caboose
there.
Is on those bitches.
Yeah.
Can't even be mad.
Well, speaking of a nice caboose, one of the reasons... I've got so much weight on me, not in the caboose. I have no ass. But let's finish it up with this. Shannon, Girl Scouts adding a new cookie
Shut
to the lineup.
Fuck up.
Whoa.
What do we got?
Or are we going to guess? Or are we going to gamble?
No, I got no. I mean, listen, I will be a proponent. The last thing they added, I was a big fan of the French toast one.
They did
so
a
good.
French toast,
oh,
dude.
Solid.
I'm gonna say,
so good. If, toasties.
If they don't already have it, it's going to be like a pumpkin spice or something like that.
Ooh,
that would make sense.
They
that's,
don't
that's
have
my,
that.
That's going to be my guess.
Shannon?
So the new one, it's called Explore Mores, and it's a sandwich cookie with chocolate, marshmallow, and almond-flavored cream.
Oh, well,
so
it's like an almond
like
s'more.
Yeah. S'more-ish. Explore Mores.
You can,
I would have called it S'morons.
This picture's not great, but you can. It's right. It's this one right here.
That one? Yeah. Dude, Girl Scouts. Yeah, you guys. And the thing about Girl Scouts in America, how many flavors do you guys have? You have like 14?
Well, isn't there
there's
two?
More. There's a bunch now.
Isn't there two Splinter Cells?
Well, so it's two. The factory is the same, but the production... or the distributor is different. That's splintered throughout
the
country.
Yeah, so they have different names.
They have different names, but they're the same cookie.
Okay.
All over, it's the same cookie.
Because in Canada, we only have two Girl Scout cookies.
You Canadian?
Yeah, I'm Canadian. Yeah.
No.
A chick from Philly with piss on her face is like, oh, what, you got free health care? This fucking broad. Holy shit, dude. This chick was swollen brain. You know what would have happened if you were in Canada? We would have caught that chick.
I was in Canada earlier this year, and I got punched by a hobo in the middle of an intersection.
Yeah.
So don't fuck with me.
And dude, and I bet he was polite about it. So fucking.
How many stories do you need before you go, I think it's me.
I do think it's me. I know it's me.
All right, before we get out of here, best Girl Scout cookie. I hate to say I love a Thin Mint if it's in the fridge or the
thin
freezer.
In the freezer, you can't beat it. I like
the lemonades. Or
never had them.
Real good.
So good.
The only ones we got in Canada are Thin Mints, and then the ones that are like the chocolate or the vanilla with the cream in it.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the only ones we got.
So the trefoil is just a shortbread, but it's so nice and versatile. It's kind of always been my classic favorite, but I will say the
tagalongs.
Tagalongs are good. Samoas, or now Caramel Delights, those are... Oh, my God. I've had the Adventurefuls recently, though. Those are fine. They're all fucking good. They're all delicious.
I really went out. This was a couple of years now. Now the guy that trained me in wrestling, his daughter was selling Girl Scout cookies, and he went through the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, you know what, buddy? You're bringing him to the next show, right? He goes, yeah. I went, sign me up for $10.
Yeah, dude.
And I just had a big cake, and I felt like such a fat piece of shit. Walking away with my 10 box of Girl Scout cookies, because this was right after... The wrestler just had a retired named Homicide.
Yeah.
Homicide, super scary.
Yeah.
Now, tiny Hispanic guy.
Yeah.
But I mean, like...
Was that him in the video with the cops?
No, way tougher. I'm talking New York.
Yeah.
Like, fucking Yankees cap, fitted Yankees cap, fucking... Yeah. He's either an undercover cop or the scariest man you've ever met in your life.
Yeah, yeah.
And his name is Homicide.
Yeah.
And I cut a promo for a match, and I got back in the locker room, and I was breathing heavy.
Yeah.
And he was talking to another Puerto Rican wrestler, and he goes, yo, you got blown up from talking?
That's funny.
And it hurt my feelings so much. And then he just watched me gather 10 boxes of cookies and sadly walk out of the locker room.
Hey, you know what? You were making a little girl's dream come true. Her dad saw you and was like, baby girl, let me tell you, you're getting the bike.
Yeah,
we're hitting all the numbers.
He saw me coming. He's like, baby, you're going to Washington. Right. I think it's a John Panette joke. First time a Girl Scout showed up to his house, he goes, call the rest of the troop. You're winning the trip. All right. Thank you, guys. Oh, let's get plugs out of the way before we get out of here. I'm so sorry. Josie, what do you want people to check out?
You can follow all my social medias at Josie Marcellino. It's JOSIEMARCELLINO. Yeah, it's on the screen right there. Perfect. This weekend, I will be doing guest spots for Robert Kelly at the Port Comedy Club in Baltimore, Maryland. Next Thursday, I will be at New York Comedy Club East Village at 10 p.m. I think I'm in D.C. at some point. I'm on Skankfest. Yay! They're saying it's my first year. It's not, but I'm excited to be there. So let's go. New Orleans is going to be great.
Very cool, Mr. Durana.
You can find me on the Guest Digital Network at with Dark Holes with Jay Durana, my podcast. You can also see me on my other podcast with JJ Lieberman. That is Two Goons, releasing twice a week every week. Also, for all tour dates, go to jaydurana.com. I'm going to be in Toronto on September 20th. Then we got Pittsburgh. Then we got... Fuck, what's that? Oh, then we got San Jose, and then we're going all over the place. You go check out the dates and go see where I'm going to be at. I'm also going to be at Skankfest. All right.
Hey.
Fantastic. Hey, if you guys want to see me live, go to punchup.live/ZachAmico, and I've got dates up there going on a little run on September the 25th, Ocean Springs, the 26th, Mobile, Alabama, 27th, Hattiesburg, and September 28th, Pensacola. And all those dates are me and Zach Holmes from Jackass co-headlining. Ooh. Comedy, stunts, and kissing. Why not? Too fat, too furious, two Zachs, and we're going to be proving that we're not the same person. And if you love the show, go to castdigital.com today. The site just got relaunched. Use the promo code ZOO, and you get yourself $1.50 off a month. You get yourself access to the episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get the live chat, and most importantly, the archives, thousands of episodes, all your favorite gas shows, and... We do three of these a week. That's right. One show stays behind the paywall. So if you want the full Morning Zoo and you want to see all three episodes, subscribe today. But no matter how you consume the show, thank you. And I truly appreciate you, just like I appreciate my guests today, Jay Durana and Josie Marzolino. Thank you to Shannon and Jorge in the booth. And we will see you this Friday if you're subscribed here on the Morning Zoo. Bye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Go chug it down, just like your favorite obese clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. It's Zach Amico's.